Johannes Van here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on discipline and explore why it is a core foundation for success. And then we'll discuss how to develop it. Jim Rohn once said, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment." The truth, though, is that success requires suffering and abstaining from pleasure. Taking the easy, comfortable, and pleasant road is so much easier. Avoiding that donut when there's a box full at the office and they are free. It's easier to just grab it. Getting up at 5 a.m. and working out. It's easier just to stay in bed. Pushing extra hard during a workout and getting uncomfortable instead of going through the motions. Living in a crappier place or driving an older car than you can actually afford so you can save up money to buy a rental apartment to grow your net worth and passive income. Discipline is hard, but it is the only way. Although there may be suffering and abstaining from pleasure, people that exhibit self-control and discipline are generally happier and more successful. Discipline starts and lives in the mind. Some people are disciplined, but they have no curiosity, no passion, and no big dreams. In this case, discipline leads to a routine, penny-pinching, and boredom. But in the context of a growth mindset, it is a superpower. It enables you to set a goal, work backwards on the necessary steps, and then follow the steps one by one. Sitting down and meditating every day requires discipline, and the beauty is that if you manage to do it regularly, it actually helps you build discipline, first by committing to do it and actually doing it, and then by aligning your thoughts every day so that you structure your efforts appropriately. In other words, the discipline developed during meditation spills over into other things, and you might find yourself getting up earlier, eating healthier things, and exercising more. So with that, we're going to shift into the observation phase, and then we'll talk more about ways to develop discipline, and then we'll set an intention. Take a deep breath, then exhale slowly through your mouth until your lungs are completely empty. Now breathe slowly through your nose. Now imagine a warm glowing ball the size of a tennis ball above your head. Now imagine the ball slowly coming down just above your eyes, where you may sometimes frown. Relax that area completely. Then slowly move the ball in front of your mouth and totally relax your jaw. Now imagine the ball slowly moving over your right shoulder. The shoulders hold a lot of tension. If you feel tension, go slowly and imagine the ball sending waves of warmth into your shoulders where the tension is. Go as slowly as necessary. Now slowly move the ball back towards your neck and to your left shoulder. Again, stay where you feel tension and send warm waves into your shoulders. Visualize the heat from the ball entering your body, even if you don't feel it physically. You should feel the muscles softening. Now move the ball back to the middle, then slowly move the ball down your chest and down your abdomen. The abdomen is another place where we generally store tension. If your muscles are tight, go slowly and send warm waves to soften your muscles. Then go down your right leg slowly all the way to your right foot. Then move the ball to your left foot and slowly go up your left leg. Slow down around your abdomen and then continue until the ball is above your head. Now slowly move the ball in a continuous fashion from above your head all the way down to your feet and then back up. Continue repeating this motion. Thank you. Congratulations. Just by sitting here and meditating, you are developing discipline. So that is a great start. So what else can you do to develop discipline? One of the most important skills tied to success. Here is a short list. Avoid temptation. Remove things from your environment like bad foods. Have a goal and a plan and write it down in a visible place or set reminders on your phone. Start small to get practice and develop confidence and build on that. And finally, create triggers and associations as reminders and motivators. For example, put your workout clothes next to your bed so that you see them in the morning to remind you to go work out. Here's a bonus one, the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins. If you know that you have to do something like getting out of bed to meditate or work out, as soon as your alarm goes off, start counting down from 5. And ensure that your feet are on the ground before you hit 0. Apply that rule to virtually anything and everything. It works. So with that, think about one positive habit you want to develop. Start small so that it is doable. For example, wake up 15 minutes earlier than you normally would, use the 5-second rule to get quickly out of bed, splash your face with cold water, then drink a large glass of water, and then meditate. What a great way to get the day started on a positive note. Or when the coffee is brewing in the morning, do 5 push-ups instead of checking Facebook. Think of something that is meaningful to you and set an intention to execute on that and get to it immediately. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.